from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Well, hello and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, once again, I'm on the radio tonight. My name is Dwayne Risco, known as Coach Dwayne, from Brunswick, Ohio, sitting in for Pastor Ernie Sanders, because Pastor is under the weather a little bit, folks. And we'll elaborate on that in a little bit. But I have some very special guests tonight. This is going to be a powerful show, so make sure you sit back and enjoy it. Tonight, none other than I have Pastor Richard Lewis in studio. Pastor, good evening.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
And also, I have, ladies and gentlemen, you know me, he's a walking encyclopedia from Missouri, none other than Pastor Joe Larson. Pastor, God bless and good evening.
Good evening to both of you.
And also, ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you hear him. He is a man that understands America and the Bible, none other than John McTernan. John, God bless you, and welcome to the radio.
Well, God bless you and all our listeners.
And it wouldn't be justice if I didn't say, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Jonathan spinning the dials to make sure that we're on the air and the music and everything's going good. So hopefully we will have a great show. But right off the bat, Pastor Joe, I got a special emergency prayer request for you. None other than my niece, Dee Eldridge, down in Georgia. They had to rush her to the emergency room today because I had a picture sent of like a pop bottle. Half of the urine was full of blood. The doctors think she's having blood hemorrhaging in her kidneys and in her bladder, and they're going to hook her up with a urologist and a blood doctor. Now, they've made it perfectly clear she cannot fall or nothing because she's had surgery before on her veins, and she's on a blood thinner. But this is a very serious situation, so we would... I told everyone on YouTube and on my Facebook and that you would be saying a prayer for tonight. So would you lead us in prayer? Because this is a very serious situation.
Sure is. And I'm going to include Pastor Ernie, too. Dear Heavenly Father, as I hear this young lady, sounds quite frightening to her, to her family, to her friends, and internal hemorrhaging is a very, very, we all know, serious. So, Lord, I don't know if Dee is born again. I don't know anything about her, but the wonderful thing is, Pastor, you know. And, Lord, I would just ask that you would bless her in every conceivable way, Lord, that you would just use this situation to draw her closer to you in knowledge and love, and that, Lord, that to be thy will, you lay your healing power upon her and stop the bleeding, and we love modern-day miracles. We don't see them often, but sometimes we're granted them. And if not, Lord, be with her doctors and nurses and those who are looking after her, that she gets the treatment that you know that she needs. After all, you created her. You know exactly what is wrong and what's needed to restore her to health. So, Lord, we just ask you to wrap your loving arms around her, bless her, heal her if it's thy will, and just comfort her in this time, and let her know you're right there with her. And Lord, we just ask you to continue to strengthen and heal and restore Pastor Ernie. He is just been worn down. He's the cause has been great, and he has been fighting the fight for you for so long. He has not had the proper rest, hasn't had the sleep, hasn't slowed down, and so, Lord, restore his vitality back, heal what is ailing in his lungs and breathing, and before you bring him back to us, make sure he's in good health. And, Lord, there are others out there that so many people need you. They're sick.
Amen.
Many are sick physically. They're sick spiritually, emotionally, mentally. There is so much need, Lord, and I would just pray that so many would turn to you, Father, and you said bring everything to you in prayer. And too often we haven't done it, Lord. We haven't prayed as we should. We haven't prayed the right way for the right reasons. And forgive us for the times that the things that we haven't done that we should have done. And bless both Dee and Pastor Ernie this night. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you very much. That Dee Eldridge on in Georgia, that's Pastor Cliff Parks Jr.'s sister. And he's down in Beaver Creek, which is my nephew. So on behalf of the Eldridge family and the Risco family, and we just want to say thank you very much for you, Pastor Joe, and everybody else who took time out to pray. That's what What's Right, What's Left Radio Ministry has been. And not only has it been the voice of the Christian resistance, but it's been a prayer beacon light for all of you. You could call in when Ernie's on the radio, and you can call in with a special prayer request. And this is the beauty. Not only do you get the truth of salvation, what's going on in corruption in America and stuff, but it's because Jesus loves you, God loves you, and everyone here that's part of What's Right, What's Left, we all love you. So, Joe, with further ado, the Bible study is on you.
It is, but I want to add one more thing. Every Thursday, all the different pastors and deacons, everybody gets together, and there is a prayer over the people that donate, the prayer requests all the people that are sick and hurting and have troubles, and I'm sure Randy or Aaron, whoever's there, make sure that Dee gets put on that list. Hopefully she'll be well by next week, but I think Coach let us know, and if we need to, we'll go into more prayer next week. It sounds like this could turn into an emergency, so
yeah.
Let me know Monday if you would.
I will definitely keep you guys informed. And one last quick thing. You know, the Bible says give honor where honor is due. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm surrounded by some honorable men who know the Bible, the King James Bible. They know our Lord and Savior, and they understand the right doctrine. With Pastor Lewis, Pastor Larson, and John McTurn, and Pastor Ernie Sanders and them. So it's an honor to rub elbows with you good men of God.
Well, we're glad to have a fighter like you amongst us. We need more men with courage like you have.
Amen.
And remember, this is still Pledge Week, so I'm going to give out the phone numbers before we get going. The credit card line number, you can also pledge on it, but if you want to make a donation with your credit card, the number is 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And we need to hear from you. Remember, we have a partnership. We're doing the work, those of us in the ministry. No one is taking a salary. No one gets paid. We donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure. And your donations pay the bills. And the big bill is the radio airtime. And we have to be able to pay the station for the airtime. So if you want to hear us on the station you're listening to, then we have to hear from you tonight. So we've been talking all week. The title of the message in the beginning of the week was, Lord, give us life, liberty, and good. Give them death, bondage, and evil. And it was kind of an imprecatory because we're not wishing death on people, but the idea is, Lord, many out there are bringing death upon themselves. They're in bondage to sin. They are wallowing in evil, following Satan, and they must either repent or perish. And you are the supreme judge of the universe, the one who knows all the sins and knows who has asked forgiveness and who has thumbed their nose at you and rejected you. So that we're going to do Psalm 106. We don't have enough. It'd take two or three nights, but I'll tell you what. Let's start. I'll read like six verses. Coach, you read. Then we'll have Richard read, and then we'll have Big John read. Okay, we'll do six, six, six. Go for a while. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with thy favor that thou bearest unto thy people, oh, visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of the chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of my nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly.
Our fathers understood not the wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make known his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as though the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies, and there was not one of them left. Then believed they his words, they sang his praise. They soon forgot his works, they waited not for his counsel.
Okay, Richard.
But lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert, and he gave them their request. They sent leanness into their souls. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron the saint of the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Abiram. And a fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into a similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They
forgot.
Okay.
John.
They forgot. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They forgot their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Yea, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Therefore, he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the land.
They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague brake in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed. And that was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations for evermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. Coach?
They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works, and they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with their blood. Thus they were defiled with their own works and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against the people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance.
All right, Richard.
And he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and they brought low of their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies.
All right. right. John, would you finish off?
He made them also to be pitied out of those that carried them captives. Save us, O Lord, our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
Well, you know, when you hear this psalm, this sounds like a very conflicted people, but yet it pretty much reminds me of America today.
Amen.
Let's each make a comment. It's the same coach. You start, Coach Richard and John. Give your opinion on this, because as I read through this, I just see our country today doing the same thing over and over and over, just like the children of Israel.
Absolutely. You know, when we turn around and look how we turned away from God, we went our own way. Saturday and Sundays, the golf courses are full, the shopping centers are full, the restaurants are full. People go to the casinos rather than going to church. We've turned around and found all the ways of pleasure. We forgot God. There's no fear of God. Nobody wants to speak out on sin and hell anymore. And we've went our own separate ways. And then we look at the result. We see our inner cities being destroyed. We see our children growing up godless, following Satanism and painting their hairs all different colors, tattoos up and down their bodies. Booze is at an all-time high. Dope is at an all-time high. Rape, riots, ministries that are gone astray. We can see the great destruction. Why? Because we got away from the God of the Bible and we got away from the fear of God.
Amen. I think, Richard, you might agree with some of that.
I agree with it. I can't think of anything I don't agree with as far as that goes. We've really gone away from it. But yes, this talks about how over and over and over again, God will forgive us, and his mercies are so great that he can forgive us. But if we keep on sinning, he's going to chastise us. And if we're saved, he's going to correct us, and he's going to bring us down one way or the other. And if we're not saved, then God help us, because we're doomed to eternal hell. And so that shows these the Israelites here over and over again. And as you read through the scriptures, this psalm comes alive in the sense that they didn't. He told them to go out and wipe out the heathen in certain areas, and they thought they were better than God. They were nicer than God, and they weren't going to do that. And we have people today that's doing that. We shouldn't have capital punishment. Oh, nicer than God. God, if our court system was fair, I think this capital punishment should be done. But the problem is our court system is so corrupt that then people get away from that. But that's a whole nother program. We're not going to go there today.
I hear that.
Right, but it falls in line. John, your thoughts.
Well, what I like about this psalm is what a summation of God, like, delivering the children of Israel, and then what happened from the wilderness all the way to the captivity. You know, like the Babylonian captivity, it's a wonderful survey, but it's how unfaithful Israel was to the Lord. But then we go to verse 44 and 45. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction.
Yeah.
And he heard their cry. Isn't that relevant today? It's the remnant, believers, that have to be crying to the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
He regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant and repented according to the multitude of his mercy. So in the end, no matter how bad it is, it's for us to cry to the Lord and intercede and ask for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It may not save the nation, but certainly can save a lot of souls in it.
Amen.
Exactly. We the Great Commission. We are to go out and tell the world, and each one of us have our own testimony to give. The part of this that just hits home to me, though, back up with the verses 36 and 37 and 38. We in America have been serving our own idols, you know, power, fame, gambling, sports betting. We see golf, you know, people, their whole life revolves around one thing, you know, whether it be a certain sport, a certain aspect. We just seem to be possessed with our idols, or whatever they are, and the sacrificing our sons and daughters unto devils. Boy, between abortion and allowing this trans stuff that's going on, and the stories, it's a battle, but there are a few that are speaking up, few that are saying things. But for the sad part is most of it's about money. The people that are involved in the transitioning of our children, they're making money. The drug companies are making money. The doctors, the surgeries, there's a lot of money to be made. It's become a cottage industry, and it's booming. So what are we doing? We're shedding innocent blood. We're destroying children made in the image of God. And it said, thus they were defiled with their own works. And this nation has defiled itself, and I think right now we're under judgment.
Yes, they are. I agree with you 100%.
That's the scary part, I think. And it's going to continue until enough people realize what they're doing and what does Scripture say? If my people are called by my name, repent. Because too many pulpits have been silent. This ministry is not one of them, thank goodness. But too many pulpits have been quiet about abortion, have not gone, they've gone along. They don't want to stir up trouble. They don't want to have any flack. They don't want to worry about the money in the collection plate going down, you know. And too many pastors, it's a nice, easy job with a lot of respect. And there's some big churches where there are people making far more money than what a man of God is supposed to be doing. And am I wrong on any of those points?
No, you're 100%. We got a minute for the bottom of the hour break, but you're 100% right. You know, when there is no fear of God, that takes all the stop signs. You can do whatever you want. It's your own thing. If it feels good, do it. Dye your hair, tattoo your bodies from head to toe, sleep with your neighbor's wife, just learn how to masturbate, get into pornography, do drugs. Because after all, if there's no sin, no judgment, no hell, what's there to worry about? There's what's happened when we no longer, as pastors and preachers, do not preach on the fear of the Lord, hell and judgment, anything goes. Am I right or wrong?
Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Right on.
And that anything, they've pretty much, I can't think of what other sin they could come up with, but I shouldn't say that because next week they'll come up with something else, won't they?
Yeah, I hear that. Hey, just stick by. Don't go nowhere. Folks, the song goes with our topic tonight. We got a powerful show, but I love this song by Diamond Rio. Listen, because guess what? All of us men here and What's Right, What's Left, and women that support this, we love this song.
Your hand on his Bible when you swear to tell the truth. His name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. When we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under him. Trust here in America. He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
shelter us. Here in America, he's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust. Here in America, here in America, here in America, in God we still trust. In God we still trust, here in America.
Yes, sir. Here in America, brother, you better believe it. There's a lot of us who still trust in God. You better believe it. And first of all, I want to give a shout out to Ron in Ohio. He donated $20 to What's Right, What's Left for our pledge week. God bless you. Thank you so much. Paul in Ohio pledges $200. God bless you and thank you so much. Dorothy up in Michigan, $30. God bless you and thank you so much. Yes, sir. I tell you what, all you socialists, Marxists, communists, atheists, there's us who still believe in America. Joe, take it away.
Well, we need to hear from a lot more of you if we're going to be staying on the stations you're listening to. So I'm going to give out those numbers again. First is 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line. And 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. A lot of us spent a lot of time, a lot of work putting these programs together, a lot of research. And just remind the listeners out there, it is a true partnership. We're doing work, but we need you desperately because your donations pay the airtime, and that's something we've got to be able to make our payments as a ministry. We can't skip out and not pay. So,
Joe, real quick, we got Nancy from Wisconsin who gave $100. So God bless you and thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. Good timing. So, and like we said the other night, if just 3, 4, or 5% of everybody listening would send in $10, $20, we wouldn't probably have to do a fundraiser for a long time. We try to do it once a month, and that's all. And the rest of the time, we try and concentrate on what we're on the programs. Big John, you called in yesterday about the attack where Israel countered against Iran, and
Joe, before you get going with John, I just want to make sure, as when you were talking about the donations, that the book I wrote, God's Design for Marriage, is still available to anyone that donates over $50 or over and requests the book. We'll send the book out to you. I was talking to the group in the back.
Yeah, I forgot to re-mention that.
Yeah, they said it was getting, they didn't know how many they had left. I said, don't worry about that. Whatever pastor doesn't have at the church building, I will cover. So I will send out the books if you request it, if you donate to the program here.
But from what talking with you last night, I have a feeling that's a pretty fascinating book because a lot of the stuff I know to be very true, you've covered it in detail. And like I mentioned, this would also make a great gift for a parent to give to an older child, grandparents to give to grandchildren. One of the things that just nobody spends a lot of time discussing marriage. We mentioned, they'll spend months planning a wedding and sometimes just a few hours putting a life together. The world's got it backwards. So here, God's design for marriage would be a good primer for
Amen.
So many people out there because they have it all wrong and need a little help.
Well, and that's the point, is you need to study this before you actually looking, finding someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with. Because if you know what God wants with that, then it's a lot easier to work that way. If you wait till you're in heat, you're not listening to anything. All you're listening to is your heart, and you're going, oh, well, I gotta be with that person, and you don't want to hear about all these things.
Those feelings will lie to you.
Yeah, and yeah. Those feelings certainly will lie to you a lot of times. So if you know it beforehand, it is very, very helpful.
Because you're more selective in who you date, who you start to court,
Amen.
Or how you go about it. You got a really good point.
Yeah, and just since you said date, I just want to know, you know, for the believers, it should be a courtship, because dating has turned into a sport. And what ends up happening is when somebody dates and then they get married, they still want to practice their sport. And so they're
exactly. Well, I'm old school. Remember, back dating was when you found somebody you were kind of interested in, you started to get to know them a little bit and see if this was worth going further, starting a courtship.
Well, back then in the day, you called it going steady.
Yeah.
Yeah, the world, yeah, never mind.
But today, dating is a recreation.
You're right. It's almost a contact sport. I'm sorry.
And it is a contact sport. Yeah, if you're not in contact the first date, something's wrong with you, they think.
Yeah, something like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
We've got to try it on for size. Yep, they've got it all backwards.
Yep.
They're doing the last thing first.
But you got to teach the young ones early before that all happens. And if you're not spending time and going through the scriptures on what it says and what you need to be looking for, they're just going to go down the road and have so many problems as they're growing up and growing through adulthood that they could avoid if they would just, you know, read and learn some of these things ahead of time.
But you Amen. Don't know unless you're taught. You got to be taught.
Yes.
To deal with that as pastors, we always find out too late. Well, we did this and that, and it's like, sometimes it's so hard to fix things that are wrong from the get-go, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Back to the attack on Israel.
Yes.
Yeah. I want your opinion, because I've got, looking at several things, I think there's a lot going on, a lot more than meets the eye. What do you think?
Well, yes, I agree with you on this. Israel was able, it did not do severe damage to Iran, but it did penetrate the Iranian Russian defenses. It took out missile batteries, and it did some other damage at the defense of a nuclear facility there. Israel did do heavy damage in Syria and Iraq at the same time. So I think it was a message to Iran that we can penetrate your air defenses at any time. And it also was a deep attack in Iran. It wasn't, sort of on the border closer to Israel.
Right. It went deep inside.
Yes, but it is kind of shocking with, Iran was not able to do any damage to Israel with that massive missile and drone attack. But what Israel did was merely with Iran, just show Iran, we can come and destroy you anytime we want. You can't stop us. Other than that, I don't think it really did much.
No, I think they were also saying your nuclear plant, your facilities, your maybe where your military housing is, we can hit anything we want, and this is just a big warning. And I think all that heavy talk last week about you touch us, we're going to destroy you, and ranting and yelling, all of a sudden I think the message was loud and clear. Oops, it may not be a good thing to attack Israel again, because the next time, I think what the Israelis said, the next time we're really going to hurt you, and we'll hurt you where it counts. We may wipe out your oil production facilities, storage facilities. They may even attack the, what is it, the guard, help me, John, the, what's the military?
Yeah, I know. I want to say National Guard. I forget. It's the equivalent. It's their
Revolutionary own. Guard. That's
Revolutionary important. Guard, yeah. Thanks.
Good job, Jonathan.
But, that to me, that was the message loud and clear. So do you think there's anything else going on?
Yeah. I think after really studying what happened, Israel gained a lot of favor in the world after that Iranian attack. Nations all of a sudden, well, I'll give you an example. Jordan came on their side, and Saudi Arabia came on their side, United Arab Emirates, the Brits said good things. I think here in the United States, Biden's a mess. One decision he makes is totally against Israel, and the next decision is for it. But by
he's not trying to engage, play. He's trying to play both sides against the middle, have it both ways, right?
But in the end, what Israel was doing was, by doing what it did, it kept world opinion on its side. Now, I don't know how long that'll last, but it took from everybody being against Israel to a whole lot of nations siding with Israel against Iran.
All right. I think that was one of the big things that, in a way, Netanyahu listened, because everybody was asking for, Israel, be prudent, don't, go out and just really start World War III. And he kind of listened, but at the same time, his advisor said, we have to do something. And I was reading several places where his own people were mad at him because they wanted more retaliation. They understood what could have happened had those cruise missiles and everything gotten through their defenses. How vulnerable tiny little Israel is. It's not that big, is it, John? It's pretty narrow some places.
Yeah.
We forget how little.
Square mileage, it's the size of New Jersey.
Yeah, that's not very big, is it?
No.
I want to give a quick shout out to Camille in Massachusetts. She donated $100. So thank you very much. God bless. And we want to hear from you. Pick up that telephone. 888-677-9673. Come on, you can do it. Pick up that telephone. 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you. Pastor Sanders wants a good report so we can stay on the air.
Yeah, and the other line, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. And, earlier this week, Tuesday, I had donated $200. I used the website. I used the credit card set up on the website, wrwl.org. I went there and made my donation. It just shows how important we feel this radio program is. Pastor Ernie and I, all the people involved, spend an awful lot of time putting these programs together, doing the research and all the behind-the-scenes things that it takes to get guests and whatever, the coordination. And somebody has to be able to speak the truth. And being a unregistered Baptist ministry, we don't have a 501c3 government seal of approval, so we don't have to worry about what the government thinks, what the IRS thinks, because we are a true church, a New Testament church. We are not a corporation. And a corporation, the pastor is really the agent. You sign those LLC papers, the pastor becomes an agent for the state, not the head of the church under Jesus Christ. He's no longer the under-shepherd under Christ. He's an agent for the state, right?
Amen. And plus, when we're off the air, where are you going to get this information? You're not going to get it from CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, the BBC. You're not going to get it from your local newspaper. Why? Because they're all run by the left. You're going to get everything that they want to indoctrinate your minds. But right here, what's right, what's left, with all the guests that are here and all the reports you get every night, I challenge you, name me another radio station that radio broadcast program that brings you this kind of information. Name one.
Well, there's a few good sources out there, but like we said last week with the George Soros organizations, he's trying to buy up about 400 small radio stations across the country. Why? Because the left controls everything but radio, AM, FM, basically AM radio, talk radio. It's the one place they haven't been able to take over, and now Soros has decided with his vast wealth, he's spending an awful lot of money. They're going to try and subtly come in, buy up these smaller stations and things, and start to kind of change the narrative slowly. So beware, it's why it's more important than ever that we stay on this program. Salem has been wonderful, kept us on. They've taken a lot of heat for it. I don't need to go into details, but they've had to put up with quite a bit to keep us on the air, and we're very grateful to them. But the cause is a righteous cause, and that's why we're all here, right, gentlemen?
Amen. That's right.
Absolutely. And you know one other thing, and John, I'm sure you can testify to this. Pastor Sanders doesn't have those big sponsors that's going to tell him how to run his show. In other words, if Coach Dwayne gets on here and he talks about transgender, there's only two genders, and homosexuality is a sin, it's abomination, one of those sponsors could then call up and say, you know, Pastor Sanders, I don't like what Coach Dwayne had to say, and if you keep him on the air, I'm going to pull my support. They can't play that game here, can they?
Nope.
No, they can't. And I would like to chirp in here, being with Pastor Ernie, well, going back to the mid-90s, he's cutting edge here. This show, information will be presented here that sometimes may take a year, two, three to come out, but he's right on. And I'll give you the example, right, with COVID-19 and the death shots.
Amen.
I mean, he, right from the get-go, had experts on here that knew exactly what was going on, and he became a real beacon warning people not to take the death shot, not to take it. Yeah. So he was everything that he promoted on this show, it turns out in the long run, is 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Well, I got to add a couple to that, too, because I've been with him about as long as you have. Not quite, maybe, but close. We started talking about China taking over the Spratly Islands back before anybody knew Spratly Islands, had no idea what they were, where they were. And we said, they are building a military base out in the middle of the ocean. And people laughed, thought, yeah, right, there's nothing to worry about. Now they have an air base there, they have a naval base there, they have a submarine base with facilities, missiles. Oh, they've got a massive thing that they've created in the middle of the most important shipping lanes almost in the world. And then I think, I'm pretty sure I'm correct, I think we were the first radio program in the country that started talking about cultural Marxism, what it was, who was behind it, where it came from, and what its purpose was. And nowadays you hear it spoken of a lot. But I think we were the first radio program in the nation to be openly talking about it with details.
Well said. Go back to 1998. This is where I first got my feet wet on chemtrails. Pastor Sanders had a guy on, and they were selling some of the tapes to prove it. And it caused a whirlwind for about 5 years in my family and my friends. And that's when I learned about Dave Wigington, everybody else who jumped on chemtrails, weather modification, aerosol spraying. Pastor Sanders, to this day, you can't find another program that talks about this kind of stuff other than Late Night with George Norrie and that. But Pastor Sanders was the first one to introduce it in the United States.
Yeah, well, 2 weeks ago, we were, was it a week ago? Sometimes I get, I forget. It was just recently. They were firing from a old battleship rockets up into the air with salt, trying to block out some of the sunlight. Right?
Dim the planet, yeah.
Yeah, and it was, what's his name? I'm having a senior moment.
Bill Gates?
Bill Gates was behind it. We've been talking about it here. They snuck an article. It wasn't on any of the major news. It was just on a couple of the conservative sites reported on it. Everybody else kind of wanted to hide it. You see, they, the news often lies by omission. It's not always what they report on. It's the stories they don't report on that they don't tell you about. So here they've been working on this, trying to block the sunlight, do all kinds of crazy things, and, you know, messing with the Earth, but it's not worth reporting, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to add to what you're saying. Just recently, I'm going to say approximately a month ago. Now, I'm a little confused about this. It's either the state of Tennessee or Connecticut.
Tennessee.
Connecticut. Tennessee or Kentucky. They passed a law forbidding any aerosol.
Tennessee.
Spraying.
Yeah.
It was in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forbidding any aerosol spraying over the state, you know, aerial territory.
Oh.
What a huge step forward that is.
Absolutely. If you noticed, I went out and I reported for the fire report, one of my shows. I filmed, because you can only put it on YouTube like for about under a minute for it to get out, and on Facebook and stuff. I showed how they were blocking the sun for the eclipse, and people were texting me in Florida. They're doing the same thing. Tennessee, they're doing the same thing. Georgia, they were doing the same thing. So it looked like, and even Frosty said down in Texas, they were doing the same thing while the eclipse was getting ready to go. There was like 16 jets in our area. They covered the whole sky.
Hmm. It's amazing what happens at... is ignored. Like I said, it's the lies of omission, right? They're probably the most common in this world.
Let me ask you a quick question. Pastor Sanders and I talked about it along with other pastors. John, I want your opinion. I want it, and Richard and Joe, don't you think, since the New World Order, the globalists, BlackRock and Klaus Schwab and all these elites, Bill Gates, a good way to reduce the population, how about you drop viruses on us at nighttime through geoengineering?
Oh, yeah. It's to the people that don't follow this, it sounds like, you know, bizarre conspiracy theories, but they're not conspiracy theories anymore. I mean, and they're out in the open with it, what they're doing. Yeah. I mean, they're talking about putting growing vaccines in our food.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about taking a shot. You'll eat it. How's that?
Yeah, then we got to thinking, the lettuce is one of those things that it's
trying
to do. How about overdoses, John? You know, how are they going to control the dose in something like putting it in lettuce that you eat with salads? A lot of people eat a lot of salads.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, too much of anything is dangerous. Too many aspirins can poison you. Too much of a vitamin, you can have a vitamin poisoning, right?
Yes. Great point. Rosa from California just pledged $250. God bless you and thank you. Gary up in New Jersey pledged $70. God bless you. Thank you so much. Hey, pick up that telephone. If you like the show tonight and if you like what's been going on all these years, or if you're new to the station, hey, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Be part of this ministry. The money that you donate to keep us on the air, God puts that to your account in heaven. So when you get up there, you're going to have some rewards, and it'll never fade away. It'll be for all of eternity. Take it away, Joe.
John, you just mentioned about the food. Just the other night, we did that story. The USDA and China's CCP lab are creating deadly bird flu viruses, part of a $1 million collaboration that's being paid for by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, working with the same Chinese Academy of Sciences. It's a Communist Party run, and it's the institute that oversees the Wuhan lab. And now they're working, instead of, bats and whatever, they're working with ducks and geese and fowl. So we just, here it is. They're back doing the same stuff. We spent quite a bit of time on it, but when you mentioned they were trying to put it into the foods, and now they're still back our money, maybe trying to what? Bring the next pandemic to reduce the world's population?
Without question. Now, it wouldn't have surprised me. You've talked about it before, all of yous. We've all even elaborated on this, that I would expect them nothing less but to unleash another virus just before the election. Karen from Pennsylvania, $50. Thank you very much. God bless you. Pick up that phone, 888-677-9673. We got 1 minute before we hit the top of the hour. Folks, don't go anywhere. My name is Dwayne Risco, known as Coach Dwayne, sitting in for Pastor Sanders, who's out, we believe, with pneumonia, with bacterial infection. I have Pastor Richard Lewis across from me. I have Pastor Joe Larson down in Missouri and Big John McTernan, wherever he's from, but he's not with the radio tonight. So you want to stick around, pick up the phone while we take our quick break. Tell somebody, listen to the show. It's powerful. We're just getting fired up. We've got less than 20 seconds. You don't want to miss the next hour. If you thought this was good, hey, put on your seatbelts, buckle up, because we're really going to get rolling. So whatever you do, write this number down, 888-677-9673. We want to hear from you. This is What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. My name is Dwayne Risco. Don't go nowhere.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.